Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. And a mist was going up from the land, and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is the Kishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work in it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. From the day that you eat it, you shall surely die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heaven, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs, and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, and were not ashamed."
Thank you. Okay, when Joseph prayed for Pastor Al, I felt God saying, "Don't worry, I took, I got this. I'm going to bless you, don't worry." So it's a little bit loud. Can you? Okay, I know that it's Christmas, so Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year. Yeah, praise the Lord. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. I asked Pastor Al to share today because I felt God has a word for us. So, in this word from Genesis 2 and 3, actually. First, I'm going to share about Adam's creation a little bit. It has to do with the message, but it's a little bit, I'm going to share it anyway. I feel this is God, So, Adam's creation. When God created Adam, I loved it. For the first time, I didn't understand this, but I got it. So, I got blessed. I felt like, "Whoa, this is a blessing to know that." So God took dust, right? You know that. But this kind of dust, I didn't notice that the Bible says that it didn't rain at that time. Yeah? It didn't give grass, or the land didn't have grass or any fruits. Yeah? Because God did not rain on earth until now. And from this dirt that didn't have any kind of fruit or grass or any green, from this type of dirt, he made Adam. So I was like, yeah, yes. So anything comes out of me, any fruit comes out of me, it's not me. It's God. Because He created us from dust. And the dust, even the kind of dust and the kind of dirt that He brought us out of, it didn't experience water even. It didn't experience any fruit. No fruit. Wilderness dirt. But He brought something beautiful out of this. He breathed in it, and He gave life, and He brought light, and He brought light out of the darkness. This is the creation of Adam. You and me, so when you do something good, when something good comes out of you, please remember that we were created out of dirt, out of nothing, out of wilderness. But God brought something, brought life out of this dirt. Do you agree with me?
Yes?
Yes? Yes? Will you remember this? I know that you're good men and women. I mean, when something good comes out of you, remember, we're just dirt. And we are just nothing. And all the good thing comes out of us. It's because of the breath of God. Amen? Can we put this like as a basic for our talk today? Amen? So Adam has nothing good. But God took this dirt and formed it to become a man. When the word formed here, jalaba, means form. I love the meaning of it. Yastar in Hebrew means fashioned, formed through squeezing. Say hallelujah. Formed through what? Squeezing. Formed through squeezing into shape. So He gave Adam the shape through squeezing some parts in him. And squeezing, it's not easy. No? Hallelujah, squeeze us, Lord. I mean, say amen. The process of squeezing has a purpose. It's not like He's enjoying, oh, I'm big, I'm great, I'm gonna squeeze those human beings. No. It's squeezing to empty the mud, the clay out of anything that can ruin the shape later. Yeah? Like what the pottery potter does with the clay. It's not like take some mud or dirt and some water and go tick, 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 tick. No, it's a process and it makes it and pop, holds it and what do you call this? Pop. Smash! Smash it! Pop! And holds it again, smash it again! I'm enjoying this! I know that you're not. This is not Christmas message. Oh Lord, hold us and come on, smash us to empty us from anything of the wilderness. Because I want to squeeze you into a shape that I have in mind. Hallelujah. When God created Adam, He brought the dirt and He had a vision of shape. He has a picture of shape. I'm going to create him on my image, into my image, or like my like. Hallelujah. But to do that, I have to squeeze him. I have to smash him. And to prepare him and shape him and then breathe life in him. Amen? And then I will give him my commission. He will be ready to do what I will ask him to do. He fashioned, formed through squeezing into shape. He distressed, he straightened Adam. He made him according to the image that he had in his mind. This is the creation of Adam. And then God created, this is our message. And God created or planted garden. Say garden. Say garden. I'm saying it right, so you can say it. Garden. Yeah? So God created a garden in Eden, and he put Adam in the garden. Okay? God created the garden, and God created Adam, and it was like when I was preparing this long time ago, I was kind of, you know, having fun with God. And God asked Adam to name the animals. And I noticed that he didn't ask him and Eve to name the animals. He asked him to name the animals before Eve, or else we will have a totally different set of names for animals. Tiger,
Tutti,
you know, this type of thing, you know, Tutti Wood, we will have Tutti Wood, not Tiger Wood, you know, Lion, Lulu, you know, this type of things, you know. And God wanted to play it safe, and you know, you name them. I was like, that's a good one. Revelation. Can you imagine Hafiz al-Assad or Richard, the Lion King, or the King, heart of lion. Richard, the King Richard, heart of Lulu, you know. It doesn't work, you know. It has to be lion, you know. So God asked Adam to Rola saying, move on. Move on to the message. So God asked Adam to name the animals, and he did. And this is my message. That's it. No. So the garden that God created, when God created the garden, I will ask you a question. Youth meeting, don't answer. When I say garden, when I say paradise, what's the first thing come to your mind? Huh? What? Beautiful things. Please give me an answer. Colors. Thank you. Huh? What else? Fruits. Trees. Flowers. What else? Huh? Good fragrance. Smells nice. What else? Huh?
Smoothies.
Smoothies. Drive through. No. Fast food. No. Yes, it's all about beautiful things, and I'm gonna call this part is the green part. When I was coming here, I was planning to say that you know this Christmas plant, the red and green. And I was planning to, you know, I'll point at the screen and say, look, at like this one. But, you know, for sure I didn't ask James to put it. But hallelujah, I came here, I found that it's here. It worked. You know, it worked. The green. So the message is the green, the glory, the red. Okay, my message is three things: the green, the glory, and the red. When we think about garden, when we think about paradise, when we think about the Garden of Eden, we think about only the green part of the garden. But we don't think that God was walking in this garden. Garden means protected area, fenced area, which is, it was Garden of Eden. It was protected and fenced. And garden means enclosure, an enclosure or fenced area. Okay? So Garden of Eden was an enclosure of God's earthly blessings, which is the green part, but also it was an enclosure of God's presence. It was both. But right now I'm talking about myself, not you. I tricked you with the question and you fall into it. I'm talking about myself. When I think about garden, I think about the green part. I want to be comfortable. I want to be blessed with all the earthly blessings. I want to have trees. I want to have flowers. I want to have money. I want to have nice car. I want to have nice house. I want to have this and this and this and this. I want to have smoothie. I want to have everything that makes me happy. But this is only the earthly part of the garden. But another element of the most important part of the garden was God's presence, His fellowship. He comes and walks in the garden. Adam, where are you? Let's go for a walk. Let's name the animals. Let's have this fellowship. The garden has the glory, the green part, the earthly blessings, but also has the golden part, the glory, His presence. So the green, every blessing, everything that God, and this is His plan. His plan is to bless Adam with every earthly blessing. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to have green in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for everything. I like, there is a move, like a video I saw a few weeks ago about Christmas and gifts. Oh, I don't have gifts. But the movie is that a man walks up from sleep and he unwraps himself from Christmas or gift wrap. Yeah? Because he's alive. This is a gift. Right? And he wraps his car. This is a gift that he has a car. He wraps his, unwrap. All his children, his kitchen, his food, everything is a gift. But sometimes we think about the green when we compare ourselves with the green next to us. And it's always greener, right? The green I have is not enough, even though we have a lot. Because we compare ourselves with the other greens, we say, why? Thank God for the green that you have. Thank God. Anything. You're here? That means you're alive? So you have a green. You came with green. You have clothes. Everyone has clothes. This is a green. Thank God for this green, for this blessing. Everything, every breath that we take is a green part of the blessings. And thank God for this. Don't look at the fence or beyond this fence, because sometimes you will be disappointed because it's more green out there. So God blessed us, and His plan to bless us was every earthly blessing. Well, not every, but what we need. Yeah? The glory. The glory part of the garden is that we have this fellowship with Him. That we have this closeness with Him. I love this. I love this. It's not a discovery. I didn't discover. It's there. God comes and see and walk with Adam. and have fellowship with him, talks with him, and have a conversation with him, and plan with him. What do you think we call those animals? I would like to delegate this responsibility for you. This is a fellowship. And now, I believe God wants to do the same. Say amen. God wants to have the glory part added to your life. His presence. When I studied this, in 1 Samuel 4 and 21, a lady was pregnant. Her husband and her brother-in-law and her father-in-law died in the war. You talked about this last week. This is why I felt... She was pregnant and she gave birth to a child. During this war, her family died. And they took the Palestinians. They were having a war with the Palestinians. They took the... Tabernacle? Ark of the Covenant. Which it was the representative of the representation of God's presence. They took it away, the Palestinians. And the lady gave birth to a child and named him Ichabod. Means the glory have departed. The glory left us. The glory have been departed. And my prayer for you and me, that we will never experience this part when we feel that there is no glory, there is no presence of God. When we came here, I was so pleased. I was so happy. Happy is easier. I was so happy to see the green and red. But I was looking for the gold, for the presence of God. And I felt like it's here. The singing, the worship, it was leading us into the glory of God. I believe it. Hallelujah. I pray that God will remind us always the importance of the glory part of the garden. Of the relationship with him, it's not only blessing, earthly blessings. It's also the glory part. Ichabod means the glory have departed. When David brought the Ark of the Covenant back, he was singing and worshiping God, and you know the story that he would the cart broke, or the ark was falling, and someone tried to, you know, assist the ark, but this person died, and everyone was like sad, and they took the ark and kept it in a house of Obed. And God blessed, this is Samuel's, 2 Samuel 6, 12 to 15. God blessed this man's house so much because he kept the Ark of the Covenant in his house. Hallelujah. It was God's presence and everything was added. It's God's presence. It wasn't gold or anything. It's just God's presence came to his house. Hallelujah. Come to my house, Lord. Come to my house. Your presence. And everything was added to him. God blessed. I will read it. Now King David was told, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and every thing he has. God blessed his house and everything. Everything he has. Hallelujah. Because of the presence of God. God blessed him because he had the presence of God. The garden has two parts. The green and the
glory.
Some people in the Bible, some people lost the green. Yeah? They lost the green part, but they kept the glory part, like Job. You remember what happened to him? He was a rich man. Rich. Everything he had. Children, animals, houses. I believe that he had smoothies too. Everything. Everything. Smoothies. I'm not going to let it go. Everything he has. And then, you remember when Satan came and told God, what? Can I go and test him? I can't. Why? Because you protected. You seized around him. He had a garden. Protected, enclosure, an enclosure of God's blessings and his presence. Lift your hand up out of him and I will test him. Because he was protected. God is saying, Job and his family and his possessions, those are mine. I'm protecting it. This is my garden. And who protects the garden? God. Don't try to protect your garden. Say amen. Lord, it's your job to protect my garden. Your job. Job. God left his hand. And he said, okay, you want to test him? Touch everything, but not his soul. Okay. And he took away from him. Satan took away from him everything. Everything. But he had the glory. He still have this relationship with God. Curse God and die. No. Do we take the good things from God and the bad stuff we don't accept? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue keeping the glory part of my garden. This is why he sustained all the trying, the trials, the hardships. Take anything, but keep the glory part of the garden. Daniel, he was in a den of lions, lulus. They throw him in the den. All that. I told you it was nice. Did he have any green inside this place? Huh? Did he have money to go and buy food or any nothing? And soon he will lose even the clothes that he would have. I don't think they will eat him. Yeah? He lost everything. But he had the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory part of the garden. It was a garden for him. Still a garden. Still a garden. Yes, I lost everything and I'm going to lose my life, but it's still a garden because I have the glory part of the garden. Hallelujah. The three young men. They had green inside the fire den. Did they have green? They had money. They had no, nothing. But they had, hallelujah, they had the glory part of the garden. Even though they were surrounded with fire. But they had the presence of God with them. This is why they were delivered. And all those people, when they came out of this hardships with the glory of God, everything was added to them. Daniel became second commander, a vice president. Well, not vice president, but anyway, he became a very important guy. And those three guys became important in the kingdom. Everyone came out of trial, hardships, and they hold into God's glory. They kept God's glory, and every earthly blessings was added. Joseph the same. Joseph was the same. He went through everything hard, but then he was blessed too. You will lose sometimes, or if you lose, if you are losing now the green part of the garden, God, don't lose. Don't lose the glory, but keep the presence of God. And He promised, I will protect this. Amen? Some people in the Bible, they chose the green part and they refused the glory. The rich man, the young man that Jesus told him, go and sell everything and come, follow me. He wouldn't. I want my green and I don't care about anything else. Don't do that. Please be young man and woman here. When you choose, when you have choices, don't choose something that will lead you to the green only. Choose something that you will have green, but the glory will remain in your life. And this is the most important part. If you have the glory part of the garden, anything else will be added. But if you lose the glory part of the garden, you lost everything. Say amen. Amen. The Gehazi, what's in? Gehazi. He wanted the gold of Syrian, Naaman. He wanted the gold, but he took with it leprosy. Yeah? So please. Pray that God will protect the glory part, the presence of God in your life. Amen? The red. So the glory, the green and the glory and the red, which is... For me, I love it. Thank you, Lord. The red. The red is the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus on the cross, again, he lost everything. Did he have green on the cross? No? And he was living in a neighborhood up there with no green. His neighbor on the cross, this thief, didn't have green too, right? Didn't have the earthly blessings. But you know what? Because he believed in him, Jesus told him what? Today, you're going to be with me. Where? In paradise. I know that you lived a miserable life. You were a thief. And you didn't have any, thief. They don't steal because it's like my hobby or my, you know, they steal because they need. Yeah, he's a poor man. I don't know what's his situation. I will look it up. But he's very lived miserable life. But the last minute, he got this promise of the glory. Hallelujah. Because he had the revelation that you are the Son of God. And he promised him, today you're going to be in the garden, in paradise. And I don't know the exact how it will look there. But I know that it will be beautiful. It will be beautiful. God does not only open the door for us to have the blessings on earth, but also in heaven. Amen? God visited the Garden of Eden. But he had a better plan for the human being. I don't want you just to be in a place. Listen to this, because it was a fresh revelation. Okay? I don't want you to be in a place that I only visit. I want you to be in a place that I dwell. Hallelujah. So he's taking us to a place that he dwells in it. Not only in heaven, but here too. Listen to this. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit what? Dwells in you. Hallelujah. It's not. I'm not going to visit you. My glory will not only visit you. My glory will remain, dwell with you. Merry Christmas. The cross. Hallelujah. The cross. Your love ran red. I love it. His love was shown to us by this red blood that came out of Jesus, saying that I will open a place for you. Not only that I will visit, but I will dwell with you. Amen? And in my Father's house, what? Many. Many. This is a garden that has the presence of God, not only for a year or two or... No, this is forever. If you accept the work of the blood of Jesus Christ, He will open the door for you to have this fellowship with Him. And then you will learn. Me and you will learn. I promise, all of us in the learning process of seek God's kingdom. What? Say it, please. Seek God's kingdom what? First. And then all these will be added. Ah. My wilderness nature always wants to seek the green part. I work hard because of the green part. What about the glory part? Am I working hard? No. I'm asking myself and I answer no. But God wants to encourage us today. Seek God's kingdom first. And all this will be added. I was praying that this message will not bring any condemnation in the name of Jesus. It will bring hope. And it will encourage us to seek God's kingdom first. And then I believe, and the hope again, that everything will be added. Everything that you need, everything that God wants you to have, it will be added to you because you have the glory of God. Amen? Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for opening the door for us. Thank you for... You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the mighty God who wants to have a relationship with me. Thank you. Thank you that you have your presence. You are here. Thank you that you're blessing us. Lord, we pray... From the depths of my heart, Lord, I pray, Lord, to that your kingdom comes and your will to be done in my life, in our lives. Thank you for the love that you've shown us, Lord. You showed us in the cross. I pray, Lord, for everyone here to be showered now with the love of God, with the love of the Father. Your embrace now, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for love that's stronger than any sin, any brokenness. Jesus, I want to see you. I wanna touch you. I wanna embrace you. I wanna touch you, Lord. I pray for your presence, Lord, for your glory. Come fill this place, Lord. Come fill this place. Because there is no other place I want to be. But this place that we seek your face and we see your face, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I thank you that you're protecting us, that you surrounding us with your goodness, with your grace and mercy. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. Lord. Love is deeper. Your love is stronger, Lord. Hallelujah. Your love is deeper. Your love is stronger than what I tasted. Take me deeper, Lord. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Take us deeper and deeper and deeper into your love. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.